Anifee Mutual has been producing an annual survey on the cost of rural crime for 20 years. And in that time, we've seen the cost escalate very, very fast until the last 5 years, when we've fortunately seen it sort of fall a little, and in the last year stay exactly the same. But the cost is still exceptionally high. And as well as giving a financial burden to farmers and country people, it's also an immense worry for people who can't put everything away at night, as you can with an urban business. And they also know that they're a long way from the nearest police often. So it does weigh very heavily on people's minds if they think that they're under threat and they know that neighbours have been targeted and suspicious vehicles have been seen around. So that really does have a big impact on country people.
So almost in a sense that criminals look at rural businesses as easy targets, really.
I think they have done in the past. And of course, historically, when everybody knew each other in the countryside and it wasn't easy to sort of get away because the roads were poor, it was a lot harder for rural thieves to operate. And nowadays, when few people know each other because they will go out to work in towns, and there are far fewer farmers than there used to be, it means that that sort of very close community isn't present in a lot of rural areas in the southeast.
So it's very much about, you know, community vigilance.
That's absolutely right. Rural policing in the last few years has changed from sort of very much based in one police force area and sort of local police knowing the local villains. Nowadays, it's an international crime, with most of the tractors that we see being stolen whisked away abroad for sale across the world. So policing has changed to sort of very much intelligence police work with border forces and police in other countries involved, because it's international gangs. But it's impossible for police to patrol the countryside, so really it is up to people who live on farms and nearby to do their bit, really, and report anything suspicious to the local farmer, if they don't know who that is, to the police, so that they can build up a picture of suspicious activity and stand a much better chance of bringing people to justice.
Now, you mentioned foreign criminal gangs. I mean, why are they in particular targeting rural areas?
Well, they found in 2011 that it was much more difficult than ever before to steal expensive cars like Porsches and Ferraris, because they'd got really good security. But thieves never go away. They seek new targets. And they cottoned on to the fact that farmers now use very expensive tractors that can cost £100,000, say. They're in huge demand all over the world, and unlike cars, you don't sit left or right, you sit in the middle. So they started stealing them and forged a huge network to do so and sell them all over the world. And at that time, tractors had very little security because it had never been needed. And since then, a huge amount of work has gone on with police, manufacturers, and Anifee Mutual as the main insurer of farmers and country people, to improve security on tractors and make it much more difficult for thieves to steal them. We are seeing that where rural crime always used to be about people getting onto farms and prising open doors and sort of cutting through padlocks to get into workshops, now we're seeing a lot more thieves staying at home but using their computers and phones to commit crimes by falsely advertising machinery that doesn't exist to try and get money when there's actually nothing there to buy, by cloning the identities of tractors so they can sell on a stolen one with the identity of another, and then a few months later people find out that there's another tractor with the same registration, all the same details, sort of working away in a field somewhere else. And this really does seem to be how that's growing. And so we are putting out a sort of a plea for people in the countryside to be just as careful as those in towns and cities when buying or trading on the internet, to be very suspicious of anything that doesn't have a very solid background, that doesn't have a physical address when they're doing buying or selling, and to be extremely careful with their own passwords and computer security.
So obviously, we need to sort of point out here that you said rural crime is very costly, but the crime is also down in Dorset and Hampshire, which is, you know, obviously a good sign in that sense.
Great news in those two counties. We think the increase sort of further to the east has been due to a resurgence in the gangs seeking to steal tractors, another big kit to export. Because while we've now got decent security on most new tractors in the form of a seizure marking system, which puts hidden transponders in the machine so it can be identified by police all over the world, and immobilisers and trackers, thieves constantly try and find ways to overcome this security. And the cloning activity, which we mentioned, is now sort of making an impact, and we're seeing more tractors being stolen and their identities cloned. So police are having to find new ways to recover those tractors and bring the thieves to justice. A key thing to do when you're looking at your own security, whether you be a farmer or you've got a house in the countryside or a business, is to go to the nearest road where would-be thieves will drive up and down looking for easy targets, and just see what sort of image your place sort of would provide. And if you've got some gates, maybe a warning sign about security, floodlights, even CCTV, then would-be thieves will probably think, you know, that looks pretty secure, and keep on down the road. But if it's open, thieves can drive on without having to stop for a gate. They love that. They love to be able to drive onto somebody's premises so that if they do get challenged, they can drive off. So gates are a really good way of stopping them coming on. And if you put your machinery, trailers and tractors, quad bikes, securely in a building if possible, if not out of sight round the back, and just create a good impression so that thieves think security is pretty tight here, I won't give it a try.